Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. You're going to hear a little bit of an echo today. We seem to have had a little bit of wildness with our chat rooms are coming in, but it is Friday, and we're welcoming today's show. You know what Friday brings? Our wonderful and phenomenal, not only guest, but friend in Hollywood, who is the White Witch and seance-loving person that we know, and that's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you today?
Excellent, Jethro. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yes. And it's one of those deals. We're having a lot of energy right today with the Mercury, and everyone's going, okay, it's retro, but it's good when you guys look at it. Have a little bit of energy of trying to do communications, but it always shows you to look through the things. And I like the positive of use Mercury retrograde to find what in your system needs to be looked at or corrected, because it'll usually bring it to the forefront when Mercury's going backwards and going retro for a little bit. So we have a lot of people on the phones today, and we're going to ask a couple questions here on email, and then we'll go to the phones. I tease you guys that are calling in at 773-897-6461. Remember, Blog Talk has just changed and made everything more efficient, so I have really very little idea of what's going on with this show, so you guys are going to have to work with me. I don't know, but I know there's a lot of callers, and we'll just take you as you guys come in. But Patty, we have an email here today that's a pretty serious one I want to start out with here, and I received it yesterday. The person wrote me an email asking for Patty Negri's advice on the fact that they have worked with a friend of theirs who is doing witchcraft to them. They're doing some Wiccan, and it's not a good thing that they're doing, and they know that Hesychry threatened them twice with some things that they're doing, and if they don't do what they want or use this to blackmail them into doing it, they're asking Patty what your advice is on how they've tried confrontation. They've told them that they really don't believe in any of the dark, and they still are having odd things happen. They want to know what Patty Negri would do if someone were sending dark energy their way.
Okay, well, they need to remember that light always trumps the darkness, and your energy, your light, is stronger than their darkness. Because the sad thing is, doing the dark magic, they have to live there. They have to live in that space. And it's going to affect their world. It's going to affect their life. Wait, why do I keep hearing all this crazy stuff? What I would do is some personal protection stuff around themselves, around with them. I've got to turn, I'm turning off the chat room, because for some reason I can't get the sound off it. So I'm not in the chat room for anybody who wants to know. So again, I'm so sorry for that. So they need to, number one, know that their strength, their light, they don't need to send the other bad people, but they just need to protect themselves, protect their home, protect their workspace. There's lots and lots of kind of protection spells, literally like the mirrored bubble spell around you, like run light through your body, and then picture your aura, picture that light, and then coat it with mirrored on the outside. Because with that mirrored on the outside, everything bounces right off, and it bounces right back to them. And when it bounces right back to them, you don't have to send them any negativity. It will anyway, because if they really followed the witch's read, they would know that anything you send out, you get back three times.
And I love that. And those of you who listen in know that it's retrograde. We are hearing it, Patty. I shut mine off, and I actually re-went back into the chat room. It looks like it's the guides and the energy. We have a lot of music and a lot of other energy going on. I also had the guides tell me that We also are having a new situation for those of you who are keeping track of the planet transition. Saturn is in a very strong conjunction right now, and it's meaning that it's right across and working in the same energy with Jupiter, which is our manifesting, our positive, our financial, all good things that we want and blessing. But Saturn wow. is karma. So those of you who are getting different energies and feeling it, yesterday we had a lot of callers were teasing us that they wanted to know what was going on with Veronica, and Veronica is a Gemini rising. She was teasing, but what came through on the phone was so wild, and it was like Veronica heard a different conversation altogether than the rest of us. So you guys just bear with it. Me and Patty are fun, and we'll do the best we can and keep it professional because we're hearing, I keep hearing this little man, and I'm not sure what he's saying, but it sounds like he's really hungry. 845, you're on live with Patty Negri and Jethro Smith. How are you today, 845?
Hello. Hi, Patty. Hi, Jethro. This is Evie from upstate New York. Hello.
Hi, Evie. How are you, my friend?
Fine. I am fine. I have a question. I want to be brief. And okay, so I'm teaching a course at a university. It's my first time teaching as an adjunct. I do have a full-time job. And a couple of weeks ago, students were given, as per the syllabus, I inherited this syllabus. I didn't devise it myself. I do know content. I'm comfortable with content. But I have to second-guess what this other person that devised the syllabus is thinking and also look at their rubric to assess students. Fine. When the first test came, it was very specific, and it was really a no-brainer. Some of the students did not fare well. They got C pluses, some got Bs, and they all wanted to get A and A pluses. All right. I explained to them why they didn't get the A or A plus that they wanted and that they had an opportunity to make it up again if they wanted. One of the students got very angry in class and demanded that I give her time during the day. I have a full-time job. I'm an adjunct. So I told her, I will gladly meet with you if I get here 15 to 20 minutes before class time next time. But if I don't, I have to set up. However, we can email each other. We can discuss that. Okay, I emailed everyone in class that night and told them, I understand some of you are upset. Everything has a solution. And that was it. She replied to all, including her peers, indicating I'm one of those students and I am at such and such a university. We deserve and demand that you give us office time. It was just an arrogant email. I shared it with the department coordinator, and it was, I felt rude for her to reply to all. So then I specifically emailed her and said, I want you to exercise professional discretion, and I'm concerned about that. I'm also concerned about the fact that I have not received the following in terms of your coursework. Fine. I get a call from the department chair and from the department coordinator that they wanted me to go at 2:30 to their office. I have a full-time job, so I said, okay. And it was in response to an email that I had sent several weeks ago telling them about my concerns about students. Well, bottom line is that after we had this conversation, it was distasteful. It was that student went to the department chair and said I had sent an email to her from one of my email accounts telling her that, passing as if I were one of the students, that it was wrong of her to email everyone and that she should have taken it up with the professor. Okay. I got so upset at the fact that that was being addressed and that this student's aberrant behavior was not, addressed, that I instantly, after I finished this conversation, I just emailed them and said, I will not be available to teach this course. I will stay the course, but I will not be available. And the coordinator was supposed to observe me, and I'm saying, why are they going to come to observe me? I'm no longer going to be on their roster. Well, I want to know what was Ann EB's reaction to my telling them that I'm not going to be teaching this course, one. And she did come this Wednesday to observe me, and what was her reaction to that then?
Okay. I mean, I keep getting stuck on, do you really not want to teach the course anymore?
I think that, okay, I've gone through so much and have so much of it in place that I don't want to teach it this next semester, but my understanding from the one of the people in the department is that they offer it every fall, not the spring. So I would be willing to consider teaching it, but I feel that I need it to be respected.
Right. That is maybe I didn't get the whole story right, but it sounds like you need to be respected, but that was my fault. Yes, you need to be respected. Well, you were not being disrespected by the college itself, the professors, by the administration, were you?
I'm sorry. Well, the fact that I felt that it was a petty, you know, I deal in a very professional world. I don't understand the universities and nor their criteria. I don't understand their structures. But I felt that it was a petty issue. It was an issue, clearly, that the student did tell the coordinator so that she was angry, and that's why she posted that. She replied, but the coordinator said to her, well, maybe you didn't intend to reply to all. Now, the student told the coordinator and the department chair that she probed more so into all those blind copied people, the peers, and that one of the emails was mine and it was aligned to my Facebook. And that is so not true, because my Facebook is very private. I don't even preface my state book with my name, as you know. No one can find me unless I tell them how to find me.
Right. I don't know, Jethro, I'm dwelling on this one. Do you have anything right off, Jethro, while I dwell?
Sure, no problem. No, that's all right. I am picking up here with you, and I thank you for calling in, because you're in one of those situations we were talking about with karma. This is exactly why your relationship with this person is to this point. This person is very dishonest, and your guides are making you stand up for you. They're telling me very clearly that as you speak up for yourself, that's why me and Patty are getting so much energy from it, is you having to defend, and this person is dishonest. This person has not only lied about getting contact with you, but this person is very petty, very jealous, and going at a way of building bad karma with you. And so your guys are saying you have to stand your ground. I do feel what Patty said. It feels like you don't want to do it, and you actually are at a point anymore where you're tired of all of their silly frustrations. I see you coming up against some strong individuals with this the organization and the place you're at, and you winning because you've had enough of their games.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know. Okay. And what was their reaction to my immediately? I sent an email when I hung up the phone. I said, you know what? I am not available to teach this course. They were in a bind. They were looking for someone, and they were grateful that I'm out in the field and that I could give them what's up, what's coming up, heads up as to what the newest strategies are and what to avert themselves and how to become successful in it. I'm just curious about Annie B's reaction to my email, and she did come this Wednesday. She sat in, and she was in my class.
Right. I mean, I don't think, as far as the facility, the academia, those, they want you to leave. I think that they see your goodness. That's why they came. They wouldn't have came if they didn't want a way to save you. I think they were shocked by it and feeling it out and a little taken aback by it.
Oh, okay.
And again, not quite understanding, because there's something off on the whole thing. Other than that person that Jethro's saying, yes, there's a dishonest person there who, for whatever reason, it's karmic, whatever. But you need to remain really clear with the facility, the people at the college, the professors.
Right. I stood my ground. I said, no, I'm not interested in this. It is going to be offered again. Somebody has to teach it in the fall. I don't know if I want to stay within that organization or if I really want to teach it somewhere else.
Right. Well, if you don't feel good about the organization, teach it somewhere else. Know your worth. Stand up for your worth. And again, if it's not worth the hassle, weigh all sides. Do this left brain and right brain, the thinking brain. Here's a benefit.
Right.
Here's a detriment, here's a benefit, and then forget all that left brain stuff. You've got 6 on this side and 12 on that side or whatever, and then let your intuition guide you. I know you're very intuitive. You have a really good sense of things. I think that they were correcting that by you. I think that they don't even necessarily believe that you really meant that.
Oh yes, I did.
Yeah,
and they okay, and my word is also my bond. I will stay the course. I will be a lady. I will be a professional. But after that, I'm done. There's no amount of money in this world that will be comparable to my dignity and my integrity. I'm sorry.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
You're strong, and I thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you with it. And you're in a karma situation. This is where a psychic goes to a point, and you've already made your stand. I see you also doing some other excellent work later. We need to have you calling about a little bit of your abilities. You have some energy of your own that you're able to do some other things with Dream and some work. I'm seeing that I got to run because they're giving me the push, and they're all going, Patty's in here.
Thank you. Thank you both. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We love all of you guys, and we've got to tell you, the phones have went off the wall, so hang on, you guys. We'll give you so many minutes, and then we'll go on. We've got Patty Negri here today, and those of you asking, what is the wild question we have with Patty? And this is the triumph we had yesterday. This was sent in on an email, and we read it, and I had them send it back and ask me to ask Patty this question. Patty, we have a lady here that's in Wichita, Kansas. She has a relationship with a man who is in love with a tarot reader. She found a tarot card in his pants pocket folded up. Does she feel that this is the person that's a tarot reader? That she asked us yesterday, and she's asking again today, what should she do and how should she react about the woman who left the world folded up in her man's pants?
That's just a great visual. The world is full of... What you should do is talk to the man, not accusingly, not like, da-da-da-da-da, just like, hey, wow, what, you know, just like, I found the world in your pants, is just something, you know, about, again, if she comes in real finger-pointy and accusingly, and are you doing something, are you having an affair, are you this or that, if they're in a relationship, that's not the way to get him to communicate. But just if she can go in with some sort of levity, like, wow, found the world in your pants. That hasn't been in a long time. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So have her, if she could come in light, he'll be able to hear and communicate. And if she has real concerns or fears, she should let him know. But again, not about him, about her, but my concerns, my fears. We're getting finger pointing, which just never works. So I don't know. Is she asking to see what he thinks? I don't think what I just get off the top of my head is I don't think it's that. I'm sure something he was flattered by, something he was intrigued by, almost like a flirt. I don't think it's as serious to him as she's concerned it may be.
And there you have it. And we thank you for involving us. And I must tease you. You know I do laugh. I don't laugh at you, but you first took me by surprise yesterday. I wasn't paying attention as I was reading these emails coming in, and the fact that it was like Patty, the world in his pants is funny. And I do have to admit, my regression, and I love what the friend said yesterday. Why waste a good tarot card? This person did not put this in. If you look at this, those of us who use our tool, I feel that this is something else. Like what Patty said, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Please let us know. All of our psyches have put in, and I love Patty's explanation to you today, and I love what you wrote back. She goes, thank you, Patty. I feel you're very gifted, and I look forward someday to taking one of your classes on Gone Wild. So we are going to keep going on with you guys. We love you, and this is Psyches Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and I've just picked up another phone number that is today 770. You get to talk on Psyches Gone Wild. How are you, 770?
Hi. Wow, I get to talk. My name is Sandy.
No, I mean, you get to be with us. You know what I ask, Sandy. Don't you tease me when I'm frustrated. I have those days with my Mercury, Sandy, and it's like everything I say can and will be silly. So I welcome you in. Is that I've got a Gemini rising, and with this retrograde, you should have seen the show last night. It was like an hour of Jethro being silly, 2 hours of Jethro explaining what he said. Sandy, would you like to ask our wonderful Patty Negri a question?
Yes. I saw that she actually works in specializing with energy and flow in people. And a situation, does she do that with, I guess, in relationships and things?
Yes. But explain a little better what you're looking for. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. And yes, I work with moving, flowing, seeing blocks, creating things.
Okay.
Give a little more clarity of what you're looking for.
Well, I'm looking for how to create a flow. With my husband's got a block. He's got an anger block, and he's directed it towards me, and I would like to see that block moved or, you know, moved into a better energy.
Okay. All right. Yes. I think since he is your husband, that, you know, that is something that's very important to work on. I would start, number one, being aware of energy and trying to work around that block at first. Like, see where there's not a block and focus on those parts. When he's not angry, you know, really spend your time and your energy there. And when he is being angry, especially at all, just really step away. Don't let it affect you. Don't, you know, stand your ground. Don't, you know, get beat up or anything like, not that he beat you up, but, you have to create your own energy and your own space as well. You have to, if it takes a protection around yourself, like we talked about a few minutes ago, like creating a beautiful mirrored bubble around the outside of you that anything he sends at you bounces right off and can't affect you no matter what he says or the yelling. It bounces right back. And then he's going to see a little, again, he'll see a little, be able to see a little bit of reflection of himself, and it won't be very pretty, and he'll feel that little thing. And next time, maybe just next time, he'll just, so a little bit less anger. Can you communicate with him about, talk about it when he's on a good time, when there is a flow of energy?
Well, we have been finally communicating. I mean, he has been blocking me for years. And finally, we've been communicating after he had an affair, and I caught him. And, you know, it brought his energy level up, I guess, enough for me to confront it. And I just was wondering if you could see how to remove the blocks.
Okay. I work elementally, so I would suggest that, again, you sort of, if you start getting into real magical workings, there's lots of things. I could give you spells and visualizations and things to help bring two people closer together and remove blocks. If I was working with you individually, I would do some kind of a journey and a quartetting and seeing where the blocks are. But you could kind of work with yourself out. So you want to work it out. You want to work it out with him, correct?
Yeah, and that's what I'm working on right now. I've got myself into a counselor. He finally went to the counselor two times, and the counselor told him some of the things he needed to do. And, you know, it's just like sometimes pulling teeth, but he's going to pursue it. But I just would like to see the energy flow better. And I just don't know how to get there with, you know, with that.
I would try something outside of the box. Like, literally, go on a picnic with him. Go someplace by flowing water. Sit under a tree. Connect into that tree energy. Feel the stream. As silly as this sounds, you know, put your toes in a little running stream, and you guys connect into that nature, into that flow. That's the water element. That's what gets blocked. That's the emotions. That's what gets blocked. And even if you're, like, at the house, And something's feeling really blocked, don't run your hands underwater, literally, into the bathroom or into the kitchen, and let the block flow. Visualize it with him. Visualize just pink light and white light going between the two of you. And whenever he's not in the block thing, that's the time to seize the occasion in a loving and trusting way to really be able to talk about things, about what, not about what he is or isn't doing right, but about what you need, what makes you, you know, what your experiences are. And it's like a little like you're molding. You have to stand in your boundaries and your integrity and what you need, and stand up for what you need in a relationship and with him. Make him work for it a little bit. That sounds really fun, but it's all about energy. It's all about energy. And feeding into the blocks and looking into the blocks is just strengthening the blocks. If you start focusing on the moments that are good, whatever you have together and putting all your energy there, that's what will grow. Focusing on what you don't have and the anger, that's what will grow too. Like people, I always say this, they have 24 hours in a day. They might have 23 great hours and one bad hour. They tend to ruin the 23 great hours by complaining in them about that one bad hour. If you can just really focus on those good times with him and make him see that, feel that, taste that, hear that, know that, and then if you really cut off, walk away, do not get enrolled by or involved when that block is there, there's nothing to feed that. Again, there's lots of exercises I can give you, and there's lots of journeying work and cord cutting we could do, but just you working energetically by that awareness, I am not feeding this right now. I am not going to affect me. I'm not feeding this. If I have to walk away, I have to go, okay, I love you. I can't deal with this. I'm going to go take a walk. And you keep your boundaries, your strength high. Again, and then at the opposite time, really embrace that and let him see the joy of how good things are when they're good. That's where he will lean towards. It's like leaning towards the light, leaning towards the light. Does that make any sense at all?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Does Jeff
and
have any...
Yeah, I was just saying, little baby steps, like one thing a day, two day, three things out of the day. Play something you usually do. Whatever you usually do or say, you know, what works, go with it. But if it's techniques or words or that doesn't work, don't even try them again. Try something different. Move forward. So be a little more organic in your reactions with them. A little less calculated, a little more in the moment. I feel okay. That will be really helpful for you.
Okay.
Okay. And Jethro, she asked Pat if anything to say?
I agree with what Patty, we're both on the same energy. And I'm hearing the guides say that you definitely, Sandy, when I have a session with Patty or one of the individuals who use the extra energy, we had a person ask me yesterday, why do you always promote the different psychics? And Patty, for me, I promote because I've seen Patty in action. I've also heard and had her work through the phone. When Patty does a reading, she doesn't just sit down and give you a reading. Here you go. There you go. Have a nice day. There's your ticket to the next 6 months. She puts energy into it. She puts magic. She works a lot of times where she'll work with you and bring you through. And I feel that that's what your guides are telling you, is that you're going to do that with the elements, which Patty's real good at, and it's going to put you and him into a cycle where you and him are going to fly together. He hurt you in such a way that you've also strengthened up because of him, and you and him have still got time together. When Patty asked you about you two wanting to stay together even though he'd had an affair on you, I felt the other part of the energy is that your guides are wanting you and him to both reach a level of real positive lights while you're bringing it up. And they said, yes, you will.
Yeah.
Okay. And did my guide say that he is reaching towards me or away from me?
I feel that what they said with the energy is that he's still having some other problems. He's not really reaching anywhere. He's still trying to get some other development of his own. And I don't think that this, like you know, as you saw as the vibration raised to find this out, that he's really certain of what all he is doing. I feel he's not, I wouldn't say he's in love or out of love with you. I feel he's still trying to find love within himself first.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I hope we helped you. Blessings for calling us, Sandy. You rock. Make sure you go into psychicsgonewild.com. We're giving away some jewelry and some readings. And today we're going to be giving away a book of Pamela Cummings, the love psychic book, sent to your house if you are the winner.
Nice.
So we love you, Sandy. We thank you. The phones have went cracking crazy. I guess it's time for that cereal, Snap, Crackle, Pop, because we're having it. I've got so many friends writing in here. One of them wrote, the mermaid man is back. He said, you know, you guys got to vote for Amy Kavanaugh. I don't know what's going on. Do you guys know what you're doing? Speaking of voting, those of you who understand what we're doing is we have an organization that me and Patty are both involved in, the American Federation, and they vote, and we put in for our top five psychics plus radio shows like Psychics Gone Wild or other involvements. Patty, would you let everybody know they're at newyorkgate@aol.com where they can do this? We have a lot of people writing in going, well, who am I voting for? And I voted for Peg, and I think Patty rocks, and the merman wants to know where he gets his vote in for Amy Kavanaugh.
Okay, well, you can vote, and there's many, many different categories. You could vote for you. There's a separate psychic category, medium category, tarot category, astrology category. So you can go through there and you can vote for up to five of your favorites in each category. So you can vote for all your favorites. So you can, all you do is send an email to newyorkgate@aol.com. sorry, AOL.com. That's NEWYORKGATE, New York Gate at AOL.com. And just say, my vote for favorite psychic is Jethro Smith and Patty Negri and Peg Weber and Fred Jones and all this. And then my best for is this. My best for communicator is that. And my favorite radio show is Psychic Gone Wild. There's an article, I mean, there's a section for that too. So make your vote count. It really actually helps us in our visibility, and it helps in our, showing our integrity. This organization is all about honesty and integrity and ethics being brought to our field. The founder of the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, Maximilian de Lafayette, is a book publisher and a magazine publisher and actually a UFO expert, and he's only doing this for us out of the love of his heart. So make your vote count. So NewYorkGate at AOL.com, and you could vote for 5 in each category. If you want to see what the categories are or you want to see how your favorite psychics are doing, you can do that at timesquarepress.com/lightworkers.htm. I know that's long. timesquarepress.com/lightworkers.htm. And I have it on my Facebook page. Jethro probably does too. So you can find it there as well. Or you can email Jethro or myself to find out how. And you can see how your favorites are doing. And if they're not doing good, vote for them.
And we love you guys. Thank you for asking. And old man Steve, you got your vote in, and we know who you love. And thank you. It made me feel very good. I also tease you guys with the videos. This I'm supposed to let Amy know that David Kerr is going to show her a video from Merman and what he thinks they should vote for. You haven't seen my video. I don't know who the other guy is, but Jethro, he's not the original Merman. So send me your videos. We'll put them on. I know that Magic Lady's doing one for Patty. She already contacted me as a friend and asked me if it was okay. She wants to make sure that Patty gets her votes, and she has a way of, she's going to do it with some magic, and I think she's going to do it with a fortune teller or something. She, you know how our fans are. We love you guys, and for the creativity of whoever sends me the best video, those of you who are doing that, we, me and Kay, have decided here at Psychics Gone Wild, I'm going to give you a gift. I will give you a full hour reading with Psychic Jethro. I will do your birth chart, and I will also, because you guys are doing this and made me feel so special on my birthday, I will kick in a signed Living in Their Psychic Realm book from me and Kay. So definitely, you know, you guys, you've warmed my heart. I was so happy yesterday to hear this, and when, you know, our friend Lady Magic said, you know, I'm going to do one for Patty, it just got me emotional. Okay. Patty and me are very loving people, but when we get busy like this, you guys help us with the videos and marketing, it's appreciated. Merman has been in love with Amy ever since I saw him in September out in California, and I guess not the original Merman we know, but one of the Merman, and I just love what you guys do. We had a blast lesson on Psychics Gone Wild, and I want to try and talk to 352. Would you like to come on and talk to me and Patty today?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Patty and Jethro, very much.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
It's good to hear you back, Cindy. I was worried that they took you and the puppies and ran away. I mean, you were talking to me about them with you, and then all of a sudden you just up and ran off with another radio show, didn't you, Cindy? No, I'm teasing.
Oh, no, I haven't had a lot of chance to get online and listen, so I was trying to get tidbits from anywhere and know what to expect. I think the same party, that was followed home last night from that house that was broke into, from my son's house. And they held back, and then when I turned in my driveway, they almost stopped in the road about 100 feet, 100 yards back, trying to stay back where I couldn't identify who was in the vehicle, so I sat at the end of the driveway, and then they took off like 70, 80 miles an hour, and I had slowed down to 40 miles an hour so they could pass me, and they just backed off and stayed behind me. I'm trying to move. I'm looking for a residential move. I have an appointment this afternoon with a realtor to look at a place. And so any of that you can tune into and give me a message on if this house I'm looking at this afternoon is the right place or and what that person wanted that was following me home last night.
Okay, we will certainly look into this right now, but did you contact the authorities? Have you contacted the police?
Not last night because I pulled back out and tried to catch up with them to get a tag number, and they were flying so fast I could see their taillights, and I never was able to catch up with them.
They took. Do it anyway. Do it, even if you didn't do it. This is serious. This is very serious.
Yeah, and I have several other for them stalking and coming out to my farm at night and trying to get into my apartment and trying to break into my son's house. But they do it when it's either in the middle of the night and nobody's watching. There's no, you know, there's no proof who's doing it. Although I believe I know who's behind it, they keep just proving they can get by with it because there's no, they do it when nobody's there or in the middle of the night when everybody's asleep.
Okay, but even if you don't have hard evidence, tell the police anyway, because that gets written up somewhere. So then if they do get in, break in, they'll say there would have been 6 phone calls from her on this. Also, again, just in the mundane world, not even getting to the spiritual world yet, can you set up a little bitty, you could get real inexpensive little cameras at your home, at your apartment, out the window? In my neighborhood, I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, but, you know, there's scary stuff happening everywhere. A little bitty home video has gotten so many people arrested in my neighborhood. There's the face right here. Whether it's something that's just in your apartment window, your home window, that shows out, it could be something, you know, you could do it for next to no money. And you would have.
Well, I did get some and put them out at my apartment. And then from there, it stopped out there. And then they had the attempted break-in at my son's house, so I now have cameras there. But then they parked down the road and followed me home last night because I was at my son's house until about 11. And then they followed me home. So they're not coming back to the exact same spot twice, so I've got a couple of cameras, but you never know where they need to be because they keep changing it.
Okay, do you have even just a camera in your cell phone, a video camera, that, like, if they're following you somewhere, just pull it out?
Yeah, I do have that, but again, it was 11 o'clock at night. They got their headlights in my back window, and I pulled over, you know, into my driveway, excuse me, to wait on them and try and get an identification and a tag on the vehicle, and they sat and parked back, just stopped in the road far enough back that I couldn't identify who was driving, and then when they saw I was stopping and waiting on them to go by, they just took off like 70 miles an hour, so I couldn't catch them and get the tag number.
I'm getting, is it a specific man with a grievance with you about something, or?
It's an ex that's trying to get me back, and I keep telling him no, and he's absolutely in a furious rage. He's bipolar. He's got all kinds of mental issues going on. And so he's furious that he can't control me and make me take him back. And I was speaking to some people that work for him and found out that he was in a rage, screaming, cursing, swearing fit at his shop yesterday with one of the people working for him. And I said, what time was that? And they said, 4 o'clock. I said, he tried calling me at 4, and I wouldn't answer my phone.
So, you probably give police his name, too. Even though there's no hard evidence, you explain it to them. You have? Okay, good.
Yeah, I have, and I've given them the name. I said, obviously, they're doing this when it's either dark or we're not home, but I know who's behind it, and I believe he's actually sending his son or his son and his buddies that work for him to do his dirty work for him, his legwork.
Well, you need to set up your own protective around your, you know, energetically, magically, literally, around yourself and your home and your family's home, and set up your own magical fortress of light.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm getting. It's energetically, if you really cut him off, and again, that where you live, that you don't let him affect you, and you don't even, as scary as it is, you move away from that, or you do things that you know you are protected, and he sees it won't affect you, and it's not changing your life, and he's not getting through to you, he will slowly stop again, along with having the authorities in on it, and hopefully he gets arrested.
Right. Well, he's not getting any response from me at all. So I'm not even letting him know that nobody's even said anything that we noticed the house had been broken to. So he's not getting any response out of it. But at the same time, if I can get some insight on what they have planned next or where, so I can be prepared with cameras and we can get some kind of evidence so the police can charge them criminally and put a stop to it.
Okay, is there some place creative that you go? I don't know, a class or a workshop or some place that you go That's where he wants to go next. Is there some place that you go?
No. I don't go anywhere. Any kind of classes or any kind of, you know, every day is different.
A hobby, you know, I like to go shopping here. I go work out here. I do something here.
Nope. I own horses. I live on a horse farm that belongs to someone else. So I'll do stuff there. He's not allowed on the property, which infuriates him. And the owners of the property just came back from, they go out of town for the summers. And then they're retired, and then they come back for the winters. And they just arrived back. He's not allowed on the property. And even asked me if he could come out there, and I told him absolutely not, and he pitched a fit. But I really don't go anywhere else and do any kind of, you know, events or anything.
Okay,
so I mean, every once in a while I'll go to a race, a barrel race. This weekend there's one coming up, but I haven't spoke to him about it. He, you know, doesn't know anything about my schedule, what I intend to do, because there's no schedule of any kind.
But and see, this is where you've called the show, Cindy, and this is where you need to manifest and you need to put magic to work. I feel that you sitting down and seeing it, knowing it, and making it happen, he's going to get caught. You know that from listening to the shows, I used to work for years against the Coalition and worked with them against violence and advocates of people who did exactly what you need with him, a stalking order. Why I was so good at it, and part of it was, is that I've used my abilities and the work with the energies. You need to focus that intent. One thing that's really good, and I will tell you guys who are doing this or working with it, is candle magic. You sit down, you put the light, the candle, you put the intent. Those of you who know the other one is police. You use the word soda light to protect yourself and shielding, but you also use those officials. I feel that you're in a rural area, which I was too, so to your benefit, you need to be really focusing him getting caught, getting seen. It's like Patty said, get yourself a routine. She was getting there. I could see you doing this. Set it up where, let's say, every week you go to Starbucks. He's going to think that you're dating that cute 12-year-old kid, I'm sorry, that's there at Starbucks. What you're doing is you're sitting in there, you're taking an hour for yourself, you're having a little something that you can drink, and then you're turning around and you're keeping documentation, because you're the trap. What he's going to do is he's going to come in there, you're going to see this situation, you're going to also be able to get to watching him following you, because you've just put out who, he's not going to want to miss this out. You know, you've got to think like a predator, and I know that's scary for those of you listening, but you've got to think, okay, you want to chase me, I'm a bear, I'm going to chase you right back. What you do is, like, listen, there is just getting these other habits. I feel that that's what we're both seeing, and I see you using the magic of every night you sit down and you know he's got caught. And what happens with this man that's a little cuckoo, the moon shines bright. In 28 days, that moon goes through the cycle. There's a couple of those days that are a little messy, and there's a couple of days going to be a little bit more gutsier. That's how he gets caught, and you just know, like, no, this is the night you go down. And you know, and I can tell you from doing this as a career with people who are unwell, I learned to sing and dance and laugh about. We would go into court, and before that I would do my own little jiggle. The ladies thought it was funny, but I'm like, this is the night, you know, that whack a girl gets to go down. This is the night the judge puts his foot so far in his rear that he never does it again. And you learn to joke it off, make it fun, keep the energy. And what happens is you build such a positive rapport with your guides, he's going to go. Because I know you've been fighting him for a couple months, and what I had a lady that called in last night on A1R Psychic Radio. 18 years she's had this gentleman driving her crazy. I want to go, come on, because if you look at it, he's getting something out of it. You don't go where you're getting nothing out of it. The key to it is like indifference, and what we're going to do is you're going to make it so intense and so much energy, he's going to wish he never grabbed onto you. I mean, think about if he's like, okay, I'm getting bad, I'm getting good, I'm getting something. When he's getting all of this, okay, come on, here you are, bringing it, you know, and it's like he's not winning with you, but it's making it so intense that he's going to strip up, and then it's going to be, well, here's evidence, because what he's been doing with you is I keep seeing, and I heard with you before when we talked a couple months, Cindy, and you know I were teased about you going to another radio show. You can see as many radio shows as you know. I love you, and
right.
I'm not that way.
I know. I know.
That's good. I got people emailing me, and they're like, Jethro, how dare you? Every time we do something, you make us feel like a two-timer, but what's going on, and what the angels are saying is, Cindy, that you're going to get through it. And I see with me and Patty and a few of the others, stay tuned, and I'll let you know how we're going to do a magic class. Patty and us will show you some energies, and some shielding is the word I hear with you. You put up some intense, elemental energies, energies that put up. Yeah. You know, Patty deals in a career where she's dealing with intense people all the time in Hollywood, and they're good, fun-loving people, but Patty has an energy that those kind of energies don't get to her. She said, you know, there's odd stuff in her area. I think that we get you doing this with me and her together, and we just catch it. We just set up a date. You know, I think that he should go down like yesterday. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
another
see, my ex and always yes. has an alibi because he actually puts his son, his oldest.
Sorry,
he puts that's okay. He puts his oldest son and his friends up to it, which are just conniving troublemakers, and it's all a great big game for them, you know. So, but the ex actually has an alibi because he puts the kids up to it, the stalking.
Okay, well, then the kids can get in trouble. A man who, you know, gets his kids arrested is even worse than a guy who allows himself to, you know, have a scapegoat there. So the same thing, what Jethro said and what I said, protect you. There's lots of herbs, oils, energy. You can, if you have trees around your home, you can empower those trees. Literally, it works. You are my guardian. You are my soldier. Talk to that tree. It's as silly as it sounds. It's energy. It's powerful. These are the information keepers, and total amazing guardians. If you have one out front of your house or something like that, you know, bless the ground. Strengthen the ground around you. Like all this stuff going on in my neighborhood and everywhere, there is, you know, I might sound cocky here, but nobody's getting in my house.
And I love what you just said. You know, like, Patty, you just let me know. And I was telling you with the sodalite, Cindy, if you're carrying that stone with you, it works. It's not just the policeman's stone because it's the pretty color of their lights going around. It's a blue stone. It's beautiful. You carry it. It starts to energy, jives, and it puts it out there. There's also, you're not looking at this in the other way. He's putting those kids out, like Patty said, let them go. This man, he knows you, but so do you know him. You were together. You were lovers. You know those children. You have some intuition. Cindy, you've got to empower yourself in the fact that you're going to put a date down. Okay, this is they realize he's doing it. I also feel that what you're going to really find it overpowering is, and it's terrible to say, most of the time when you have someone who's like this, when you turn the tables on them and you start coming after him with light and magic and positive intent, they're going to realize they don't want to grab that kitty by the tail because that tiger's got teeth.
Yep.
We love all of you. You got to roll on. Don't you forget to put in psychicsgonewild.com. We'll be giving away a necklace here in about 10 minutes. Speaking of minutes, we're running low, but 501, you get to be in for some fun. How are you?
Hey, awesome. I'm so lucky. This is Janae. Hi, Patty. Hi, Jethro.
Hey,
thank you for
Janae. Where have you been? We've been missing you too while you've been working.
I know. I'm been missing you guys. I hardly ever get to get on during the day or sometimes early in the evening. Even listen to the show, so I'm feeling like today's a real treat for me.
Yay.
We're lucky. We're the lucky ones.
We get to see you and hear you, and we love you. If those of you catch up, Lee Barrowman was one of our psychics back, and still is a psychic, but one of our original people from back when we first started the first year. You helped us for months there, helped keep in the chat room and reading on here, and I know that life and things went on, but it's Janae, what do you want, and what can the family help you with?
Well, I have been guided to I'm looking for a part-time job, okay, and I was guided back at the first of the year that I need to get into pharmacy. So I went to school, I went through the background thing, I got my license and all that stuff, but, you know, I have not been able to find a job. Everywhere I go, there's openings or something, there's a block that's come up. Maybe I'm not supposed to do that. Am I focusing on the wrong thing, or... what do you guys get for me on that?
I think you just haven't found the right thing. If it's something you were drawn to when you went to school, but you haven't even given it a try yet, how do you know? Okay, I'm using my rod. Is this something DNA still don't want? Yeah, I'm getting that you should still, just you haven't found the right job. There's something that's really good that's waiting for you. So it's some kind of a pharmacy tech or working in a pharmacy like that?
Yeah, it's a certified pharmacy technician is what I'm licensed to do.
I got a big head. Have you looked at any of these a little bit more, a regular pharmacy that does real stuff, but stuff that gets into compounding and things? One of those little more open to more modern things or old school things?
Well, you know, Okay, well, I'll look into that. It seems like I've applied everywhere within, you know, reasonable driving distance for me. You know, I've gone on the internet, and there's been places that's open. But I just recently, last week, went to a compound pharmacy here in the town that I live in. But I was told that they only hire people who were going into pharmacy, like a pharmacist intern type thing. But that wasn't told to me by the pharmacy manager. That was just someone that took my resume and application. So maybe
okay. There's
a thing.
Yeah, because I got a big hit. It said compound pharmacy, compounding pharmacy. So follow up. Don't let some person who's taken your resume, they might be worried about their job. So follow up with it. And even on some of these other ones that maybe you haven't heard back, sometimes it's the people, you know, that squeaky wheel, not crossing the line with it, but just a little bit like following up and being very professional and just saying, I gave you my resume a month ago or 2 months ago. Just wonder if any, you know, things have arose. But the hint I really got on was either that compound pharmacy or another one. And again, it's kind of, it would even be a better energetic environment for you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, I don't know, Jeffra?
Well, okay.
In your case, Janae, I feel that their guides are telling you with that, and I feel like that's part of where there's a frustrating thing happening with you, Janae, and it's the guides and the angels of where you are that they're putting you through a grouping. They want you to meet different individuals. Some of the places you're working and some of the other things are not just because of career. This is a frustrating thing for those of us who are gifted, and I think this happens where, okay, the normal world works on those things, but what I feel you're getting is you're ready also because of what you've done with your degree to have that good long-lasting job, and the guys are trying to hold you back is what they're telling me.
Okay, and so they're holding me back because why?
They're putting you in a situation that's going to be able to do more blessings for you to have more than just
that
friend.
Oh, friends. Okay. Got you. Okay.
Yes,
that would be awesome. I kind of feel that too. It's just it is frustrating because everywhere I go, I come into a block, or there's some reason, or they have openings, and I don't hear back from them. And I go there, like Patty suggested, and I introduce myself face-to-face, and they've either hired someone, or they send me a letter, you know, and I know that there's reasons behind all this. I'm just like, okay, well, maybe I'm supposed to be looking in a different direction. I just thought I was supposed to be doing this, so...
No, I think that this is a good place for you. But again, something a little more alternative, like the compounding thing, because the people you're going to meet there are different. So I think the universe is just holding out for the right thing.
Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate it. And I will go down that avenue and see what happens. Thanks so much.
And when you go in, don't go in with the thought that there's another block. Go in with the thought that there's no block now. I've gotten rid of every block. Flow, feel energy. Do some sound work. Do some heckas before you go in. Make some vocal sounds, vowel sounds. Ah, a, e, o, u, a. Get clear form. True energy. Remove any block. Run light and energy for you. All those magical things that we have so capable of. Remember to do that before you walk in. When you walk in, know that there is no block, and there won't be.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Blessings and love and light to both of you guys. It's great to hear your voice today.
You too, Janae, and you have the most beautiful voice. We have two people in the audience writing and in the chat room. They're all going, it's good to hear you back again. Don't forget, you can always come back and do another show with us. I'd love to play and have fun. I know it's frustrating to have this gift. Sometimes we work so hard. I mean, I could make food service one of the best places you have, but the guys decided that, you know, it was better for me doing this, and there's times that it is frustrating because you put all this time and effort into what you want, and then the guys go, we've got other ideas, and it's like, okay, like Patty said, you'll get those blocks out. I feel your toning's going, and Janae, you're an angel on wheels, so know that.
Yeah,
thank you, Jeffro, and I'll be in touch with you. I'd love to be a guest on your show again sometime.
Great. Well, you're loving that, and we are going to here and just grab out one of the names, and today we have actually Julie in Colorado. You are the winner, Julie, so I will be in contact. You have to send me your snail mail when you guys do this, but Julie in Colorado, staying in Florida right now. Cool, you're down here where we are. Maybe I'll see you over here in Orlando. I'm going to go play in Disney World. But I'm hoping all of you guys that are get a chance to put in for the show to win. You're going to win a Ladies Arango necklace and will be sent to your house. I had a friend ask me yesterday, what is it about Patty that every time they call in, they get this energy, Patty's show seems to always go way too fast, and they want to know what happens to the hour, Patty? Why are you so good? That's a very nice compliment. So I would say, Patty, I guess the reason that Patty's show goes so fast is we help so many people. You guys don't realize it's close, but we've got enough, 5 more minutes. Let's help one more person, Patty. Let's grab one of our listeners, and it's 913. You get to be our last person today because of time, but 913, do you have a quick question for Patty?
Hi, 913.
Okay, 913 is not answering. We're going to apologize there. We've only got a few minutes. Randy, you're a caller from Skype. Would you like to ask a question?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I just went on a job interview, and I just was wondering if you'd see me getting this job.
I just pulled a really good card. It's a really, really good possibility. I pulled the Ace of Wands, like something new taking off. Something. Is it a job slightly outside of what you usually do, a little more creative, a little more expansive?
It's a little more demanding, I would say.
Okay. Creative, demanding, creative.
Not so much creative, but it's something that I've done before, but it's not something that I want so much, but it's like... It's a foot in my foot in the back in the door of social work because I haven't worked in a while. So,
Well, it sounds really good to me.
Okay.
I just pulled the Ace of Pentacles after the Ace of Wands. So yes, I think it looks really, really, really good.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Randy, for calling in. You guys, I hope you had a good time. We're down to the last time of the show, the last few minutes, and it's going in. We've got about 16 of you that just called in. I will try and grab one more. We're going to quickly grab, how about Salsa? Salsa, do you have a quick question? It's good to see your little...
I do. I take my license on Monday. Any hints or any messages on that?
Your license to kill? What are you doing out there?
Gerontology administrator.
Excellent. Ooh, very good.
So I didn't hear what kind of a license it was. But
I'm sorry. Long-term care administrator for gerontology.
Gerontology. Okay, I see a little bit of upheaval, but it's going to be a good thing. But I do see a little bit of upheaval, like, woo, there's a little roller coaster going on in you, like a little bit of a switch. So I see shift in how your work pattern goes, how your different things within the life. But I think it's going to be good. Just don't get scared off by a little bit of earthquake, if that makes sense.
My exam is on Monday. Will that go well?
Okay, here, let me ask my rods on that. Will your events on Monday go well? Yes. The rods say it will, yes.
All right.
You know that. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And we love you, Salsa. Put in to make sure you, and I'll put in some prayers for you tonight on this also with the license. And welcome aboard the new ship. I always love to hear from you. Tell your daughter I'm glad we finally got the coffee and the bracelet tour and to call in sometime again. We want a teaser.
Well, she was your 913 call, but she couldn't get her phone to work right.
Oh, I'm telling. That's it. I'm telling. Okay. Look good. We love you. Thank you a bunch. We're down there. Going to push us out the door. Patty, let everybody know real quick before they throw us out how to catch Patty to get a reading.
Okay. The easiest, all my information is on my website at pattynegri.com, pattynegri.com, and or my Facebook page or pages, or through Psychics Gone Wild.
Same here, Psychics Gone Wild. We love all of you guys. See you next Friday. Don't forget, tomorrow... is going to be a relaxed day, but then we're back Sunday with Psychic Jethro and Melissa Berman, the little wild ones back from California, being lighter and wilder than we've seen so far. Take care.
Thank you.